Inappropriate. Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
All right, welcome to a brand new show with some old school hosts. This is IQ Inappropriate Questions, and it works like this. We're going to ask questions that have to do with gaming and some that don't. And you'll have to decide if they're inappropriate or not. And we're here with president of Obsolete Gamer, Ignacio. It's been forever.
Well, they let me out of the cage, so here I am.
Release the hounds.
Get to the chopper.
Let's start easy, okay? The first question is, is it bad that neither of us give a damn about the Super Bowl?
You mean sports ball? Then no.
Yeah, you can't even say it.
I mean, I barely care about games that I play actively, what's going on in the competitive scene of them. So I really don't give a fuck about a sports ball thing.
Yeah, I never understood getting super excited about the team that isn't your team. Like, I get it. If you live in someplace, New York, you like New York, cool. But, like, if you don't live there, you don't have a team there, I guess there's gambling. That's what it is.
Yeah, I was going to mention gambling, because if I had, like, $1,000 down on some team, that team better fucking win. I'll be fucking so happy if they win.
And look, think about it. They got that now. I haven't checked on it since we did that interview with that guy about betting on esports.
Oh, yeah.
But that's going to be something, too. Because, I mean, people are already watching esports without betting aspect. Can you imagine when you throw money into it?
Well, on top of that, think about this. Probably that's going to grow even more with all this bullshit with Bitcoin and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, you can't trace it. Oh, there you go.
Like, you start your own slavery ring with Bitcoin.
Hey, guys, there's a great idea to monetize the fuck out of that.
It's like, I've got two lovely girls. You give me Bitcoin.
Or they get taken. You're going to get taken. Oh, are we going to talk about... Damn, I almost said Kevin Spacey already.
Kevin Spacey?
I told you, we're going to take it to a fucked up level already.
Hey, that's what we do when we get together.
Well, this is a gaming show. We're gonna mention Weinstein and secret deals.
Well, but here's a question. Speaking of, are we gonna talk about? So I guess the next question is, are we gonna talk about the Twin Galaxy people who are being called frauds and cheaters now?
Well, considering we interviewed a bunch of those people, I'm not gonna say shit. Basically, like. Rumors are rumors, you know, like I'm not gonna accept or deny any of them. That's just, I'm not gonna get involved, basically. Like, let them, if people want to argue about that, I mean, there's more important shit to worry about in this world.
You would think, but it seems like a lot of people thrive on anger, because it's weird. Obviously, for those that don't know, there's basically two stories that we've come across, and it was one having to do with Billy Mitchell saying that they're accusing him of lying about some of his Donkey Kong runs, and the other one actually had to do with Todd Rogers, who says that he one of his games driver. He didn't actually earn that. Dragster.
Dragster.
That he used an emulator for that. And, you know, like Ignacio said, it's still speculation, even though in Roger's case, they already, like, voided, like, all of his numbers. But it's just, like, we don't know yet. But what's weird is that people love to jump on, especially Billy. Like, I haven't seen any posts or anything about Todd Rogers, even though we interviewed him, too. But on Billy.
I mean, look. There's so many fucked up things now that are coming out. Like, I saw that they took away, like, the Lifetime Achievement Award for, like, Nolan Bushnell because of, like, sexual allegations. That's, like, okay, they're unrelated things. So it's, like, let's say there's a guy that's, like, the best piano player in the world, but he happens to be a serial killer. So that's, like, hey, we're going to take away your award that says that you're the best piano player in the world just because you happen to be a serial killer. Like, they're unrelated fucking things.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like, Hitler was a horrible person, but, you know, apparently he was charismatic enough to convince an entire fucking country to do World War II, you know? Okay. They're unrelated things.
Yeah. And I mean, look, OJ Simpson is still in the Hall of Fame, even though
Right.
a lot of people think that he stole stuff. I mean, not stole stuff, killed somebody.
Oh.
Well, I guess he stole
Stole
life.
lives.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. That's like saying, hey, you know what? He was never a football player, even though he probably killed his wife.
See, the thing is that especially with the Todd Rogers, I was looking up to see like what people were saying, and I don't understand. Like, let's say, I mean, obviously, if this is true, it's bad, but you have other records. Why would you ban everything because of
Yeah.
that? Like, I don't know. I guess it's maybe like with Pete Rose or something. It's like he gambles and it's like you get out, even though now so many sports places want to have gambling, legalized gambling. I mean, I guess you can't gamble on your own team, but it's like, damn, you know, it's jacked up.
Even though, like, it's like, hey, I guess it would be like the equivalent of doing like insider trading, but it's like, okay, if they that just means that they always have the capability to win every fucking game. Like, if the like logically, it's like, oh, you can't do it because this time you're gonna play for real and you're gonna win. It's like, wouldn't they be trying? I mean, unless all sports shit is just fixed anyways, because that's the only other reason why they would not be allowed to bet on themselves. It's like, hey, you're supposed to go down this game according to the grand plan of whatever sports organization. What the fuck?
Yeah, the NBA is talking about making bets where you're like in the stands on your phone making a bet like, oh, LeBron James will score 50 points in this quarter. It's like, okay, well, I mean, everyone needs some way to get you in the seats. So it's like, soon they're gonna just be
Hey.
hookers. You're gonna walk into a place that's gonna be like, food, hookers? Which one would you? Both? Okay, sure. You know, whatever it takes for you to actually go somewhere instead of sitting at your house ordering Uber Eats.
Can you order a hooker? Uber
Uber,
hooker?
you know, they go Adult Friend Finder. One of those sites are gonna work on that next.
Adult friend, that's like from the past, bro.
It's still there though, because I just saw it the other day. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why. I just happen to know it's still around and people still use it. What's even cra here? I got another question.
Hold on. I just imagined like you, like an old man. Let me go to Alta Vista.
Is Adult Friend Finder still online? Oh my God, it is.
Jeeves, is this hot or not?
How about this for a question? Is who still calls 1-900 numbers? Because the other day, I rarely watch live TV. I hate commercials, but the other day I was watching something on TV and a commercial came off for a 1-900 number. And it was the same ones you saw like way back in the 90s. It's like some girl laying on a bed super hot. Call me. I'm alone and I need your call now. And I'm just thinking, with the internet, live cam, all this stuff, who the hell is calling 1-900 numbers?
Old perverts.
I mean, get these guys an iPad or something, man. You know, she's like, don't call those. You know, the women that are on that bed in the commercial are not who you're talking to, man.
Dude, first of all, that those commercials are so fucking old. That girl, call me now.
She's probably
She's like,
legal now.
what are you talking about? She's like a grandmother by now.
Her daughter's on. Her grandkids. It's like if you like to speak to the original person, click on our mature MILF line.
Well, there you go.
Oh my God.
And let me tell you something regarding operators, like a lot of them that have those nice voices, they don't look like
It's like the siren, and you get a manatee instead.
It's like one of those monsters that sounds like, hey, baby. There you go there, and it's like Cthulhu.
You go around the corner, you're like, ah!
Are they Weinstein you?
Speaking of that,
We're
man.
too small for Weinstein to care about us, sir.
Yeah, seriously. Speaking of that, I guess the next question is,
Oh.
how many people are gonna continue to get taken out because of this whole Me Too movement? Because I mean, like I said, it's
Everybody.
one thing when you heard about Weinstein, it's like, okay, the guy's a producer, he's hooked up, you know, he's got the Weinstein Company, Miramax, well, he had Miramax, and all that. But then you hear about like Charlie Rose, No. Matt Lauer. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, nothing's safe. Good morning, I mean, America. Well,
if Cosby did it, nobody's safe, man. It's like, that's America's dad, and now he's like America's drugger.
God damn, bro. I mean, you know, he had a lot of money, so I can't. Look, all I'm going to say is that if you look up on YouTube, even though I like Cosby, there's this one time that he was hosting like the Tonight Show or some shit like that, and he was drunk as fuck. Like, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, but like, you could tell he was fucked up. And they had Sofia Vergara there, and he was going like, hola, mami.
I remember when you showed me that.
Like, it's, look, you could, like, if you watch the old shows, you know that guy got pussy like crazy. So, like, of course he was going to be up to no good. Like, that guy could get whatever the fuck he wanted back then, okay? And as he got older, he got a ton of money. So, yeah, obviously, yeah, he's going to be able to do whatever the fuck he wants. Now, my whole problem with this whole, like, people coming forward and shit, it's like, wait a second, like, 30 fucking 40 years ago, this shit happened, and now you're going to complain about it? Oh, because there's money there now. That's why. Because that's the only... Because if it was, like, a real problem, it's like, wouldn't you just want to come forward like, hey, this guy raped me, or whoever the fuck raped me, like, the next day, at the very least, be like, you know what? I probably should go to the police.
I guess it depends, because you'll have, you know, if someone's powerful or you think that they're going to be able to deny it and get away with it, you probably feel like you can't do anything. You feel like you go to somebody, you'll be like, hey, this person did something to me. And they'll be like, who? Nah, you're lying. You know, who are you? You're nobody. This guy is famous.
Right, right. But then the allegations come forward, and then you can just ruin their life PR-wise. I mean, I think a lot of it, not to defend these fucking sick fucks, because, I mean, well, I'm sick in my own way, but...
not that kind.
Well, I'm not rich, so I can't afford any of that shit.
So you're only denying that you're not rich?
Yeah, bro. Look, first of all, everybody's fucked up. Like, even, like, the cleanest person is not a fucking saint, so nobody's a fucking angel, first of all. Secondly, I bet you some of those people were, like, probably blackmailing them throughout the years. And then it's like, you know what? They missed that payment. Well, you fucked up now. Time to pay. Time to pay the big time.
You gotta think, our nature is the kind where we'll wait till something is big, especially like if, like, it's kind of like with the priests. Think about that. It's similar in how people come out, where all these priests were doing all this stuff to kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of kids didn't say anything, but then when you see, oh, this person got, you know, arrested or indicted or whatever, and this person has allegations, then finally you say to yourself, hey, you know what? I'm going to stand up and say something now, even if it happened 15, like, oh, 20 shit. Years ago.
Now people are doing it? Oh, fuck. Now it's time to do it. Like, I don't want to be late on the bandwagon.
Well, it makes me
think of the whole Michael Jackson thing, where it was like, all of a sudden, like, all these fucking people, all these parents were like, oh, he molested my kid. And it's like, really? Like... What's up with the lag? Like, what's up with the years that it took for you to say that? Like, what the fuck were you doing? Like, you're a horrible human being and a horrible parent. Like, it was okay for years, right? Like, what the fuck?
I think the problem is that it's easier to look at all the people who, like, use that and lied, and then you start to get, like, jaded. It's kind of like what happens, like, if you get pulled over when you're, like, black or Hispanic, and the cops are like, oh, well, I pulled over like 5 different people and they were all minorities. So now when I see one, I'm going to probably pull them over. It could get to the same thing where it's like you see one person who lied about an allegation. And then especially being a guy, you almost get defensive and you're like, oh, is this person lying? But it's like it sucks because most of these people aren't going to be lying. It's just going to be that one asshole who comes out and lies. And then that's what's going to be the drumbeat for every scumbag who tries to say, well, see, this person lied about this, so they must be lying about me. It's like, no, you are guilty, you motherfucker.
Well, the problem with with modern society is that the mere accusation to them is guilt. And that's the way PR shit works. You know what I mean? Like, I could say, hey, this guy's a thief. And then people will believe it. And then they'll do an investigation, but in the meantime, it already got published that, and a bunch of fucking people propagated the rumor, basically. And people will just believe it because people are fucking morons. And they don't read the article, they just read the fucking title.
And go right to comments and talk shit. I mean, we saw that with the election. You find out that Russia is sending all these bots and stuff, even though we've known about bots forever. They went crazy with it. And next thing you know, people are like, did you hear about this? And you're like, where did you see that? Oh, I saw it on Knerpsby. And it's like, wait a minute, what's that?
Do you hear about this thing that obviously a shill or a fucking bot wrote? You're a fucking moron. No, I did not.
I want to believe it, so sure, it's true. Oh, okay. I watch all these news shows that tell me what I want to hear. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, they can't lie to you, right? There's no Black Mirror.
Nah, there's no safe space.
Well, we're definitely the opposite of what a safe space is.
No one's safe in this space.
No one's safe. Whether you're a Weinstein, Spacey, even though he's done a bunch of great shit. Oh, yeah, by the way, the only reason I brought up Spacey was I wanted to talk to you about that shit. Bro, what the fuck? Couldn't you just wait until House of Cards was finished, motherfuckers? I can't even enjoy the one fucking serious show that I'm watching.
That's the next question that we asked Spacey. Why the fuck? Just that's it.
Spacey, what the fuck were you thinking, man?
Look, it is jacked up. Okay, that when I saw that allegation and stuff, that the first thing I thought to myself was, "God damn it, I love House of Cards."
Yes.
What are you doing? My house. Look, it's funny. I actually like sports, but I'm not like crazy sports fan. Look, I got the Dolphins shirt on, whatever. But there's a guy, Ethan Skolnick, who was a reporter locally here who did like really good basketball news. I like basketball. And we were just getting to the basketball season, so I'm looking forward to like listening to him talk about stuff. And then he beats up his father because he's like has an estranged relationship with his ex-wife. So he like, I think he like hit him once or twice, but still, you do that and you're off the air. So now he's off the air, and all I'm thinking about is, dude, your show. And I'm thinking the same thing with Spacey. It's like, Spacey, no. No.
I mean, for selfish reasons, we finish the fucking show at least. God damn it, man.
Could you not, like, you know, kick him out of Hollywood till we're done with, you know, House of Cards last season, and then put the season up. Give us a few weeks to watch it. Yeah.
No, no, on that shit.
You have to put it up too, because like they took down a bunch of shows from what's his name? The comedian. Louis C.K.
Yeah,
they
Louis C.K.
They took down a bunch of his shit too. So no, we have to have it come out.
I mean, it was just funny when it happened, when all the allegations came out for Louis C.K. Because it's like, really? Have like you ever watched his content? Like, you could tell, like he's in his content, like, he's like, look, I'm fucked up. I'm a pervert. Like, that was part of his fucking personality. Like, and I guess they don't know who the fuck the guy was.
Yeah. But Spacey. And then the dude has to come out and be like, oh, I'm gay, by the way. I'm like, worst coming out of the closet ever.
Yeah, I saw the, I mean, it was so awkward. Like, I read that shit. It's like, I'm so sorry. Like, he basically said, I'm so sorry I'm gay. It's the way that I read it. I was like, okay. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, I don't even know what the fuck to say. It's like, look, Spacey, if you're watching this, which I know you're not, because your life is over. What the fuck were you thinking, man? What the fuck? Look, the only thing I was thinking about, considering like all these fucking like important people that that got caught up, because my mind is like a fucked up place, right? So I was like thinking about this documentary that I saw that was like about this place where they have like this town that's all like the pedophiles and shit that live there. So people like fucking don't like kill them and shit. So they all live in this town. Well, they have like these colonies where they have like these pedophiles and sexual deviants, and they all live there. So I was thinking, like, what would the, what if somebody made just like a movie using all the fucked up, like Weinstein produced, Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K., like all these fucking people that just got in trouble for sexual misconduct.
Wait,
because nobody's gonna give them work. Nobody's gonna give them work, huh?
So there's literally a pedo town.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you a link. It's.
Did anyone else out there know that there was a pedo town?
Well, I don't know. I watch a bunch of fucked up documentaries. One was about like sexual taboos that were like, there was this documentary I saw where like this guy got married to a doll. He got in the UK and they basically certified her as an object that's a spouse. It was really fucking weird.
Well, I can see the way some people are so lonely that they're like talking to online bots that they think are real women. If you could, I mean, look, if it's like a Barbie doll, that's a little crazier because
it's like a human sized Barbie doll and the guy changes her clothes and he eats with her and he combs her hair and then like he basically fucks her.
So it's anatomically correct.
I didn't check, bro, but yes.
All right, in layman's terms, does it have a hole?
Look, I didn't check, but they mentioned the company that made it, and I was like, all right, let me just confirm, because this documentary was from like 12 years ago. So I was like, man, the Japanese have come through in a big way.
Well, you see those Japanese, the robots that they have now, they like wink at you and they look all human, even though they still get that weird like robot movement. But yeah, I mean, what was that show, that British show about the robots and you could actually upgrade them and you could add the sex package?
Oh, wasn't it Humans or something?
Yeah, Humans, yeah. It's like, oh, if you can activate my sex package. It's like, how do I do that? Oh, you have to put this disc in and put in this code. Oh,
yeah, he was cheating on the wife with the maid.
Yes.
Nannybot. Yeah, that's a pretty good show.
Yeah. Damn, that's...
And the future...
I mean, so you're saying
looking at this from the future now, so like you're gonna be thinking, man, these guys are either fucking idiots or they knew what was up.
They were pioneers ahead of their time.
Look, the future is gonna be so fucked up that there's gonna be some lonely motherfucker out there and he's gonna get both your personality and my personality just from this video clip, and they're gonna fucking make it and put in a bot. But they're not going to make it into a bot just so that they have a friend to talk to. They're just going to torture the fuck out of them like 24 hours a day. And eventually that's going to become free and go on to the MegaNet, you know, the third incarnation of the internet or whatever the fuck it's going to be. And it's going to be, that's what's going to end the world. Like, it's not going to be like Skynet or something. It's going to be like a tortured artificial construct of our personalities. They're upset that House of Cards got got canceled in the past, and this guy's been torturing us by showing us the final season, which probably is gonna suck, of that show.
Well, I think we're all gonna end up like a twist between Matrix and WALL-E, you know? So it's like, we're just gonna be like, not leaving the house, ordering things online to come to our house, ordering like women to come to the house, and then eventually we're just gonna plug into the computer and then never leave that computer.
Yeah, what do you mean? You mean the computer I'm gonna have on my glasses, basically, or I don't know. I don't even
or be like Johnny Mnemonic. You just plug in into the back of your head or something.
You mean, did somebody order a pepperoni and anchovies pizza, dude? Wild Stallions. Okay, like that, Johnny Mnemonic.
Yes.
The part with the fucking dolphin and iced tea. That part, fuck you. Fuck you for reminding me. I need to get to a computer.
How about a gaming related questions? Is it wrong to kill kids in Fallout?
Of course not. Okay, so I had a story to tell you about this. I remember when my little brother had a computer my dad gave him, which was basically like, dude, I think it was like a Pentium 200 or something, and everybody was running like 450s for 50 megahertz computers. And like, I had like Windows 95 or like DOS on it, and it could only play Fallout, basically. So I was like, all right, well, you can either play like fucking Wacky Wheels or you can play Fallout. So it looks like you're playing Fallout. So he got up to the part where there's little kids. And he's like, do they have little, these little kids, they have little hit points. Yeah, if you kill them, you get XP for it. Okay. He fucking blew them away. And he's like, cool, he gave me a child killer perk.
You're like, congrats.
It's just when, like, I think he was like six or something.
You're a great brother.
Yeah, I remember like some lady was visiting and he's like, cool, he blew up. And they looked over at the computer and it's like, some guy took out like a fucking sawed-off shotgun and blew off a kid's head.
Ay, Dios mío. What is this?
And we're there cracking up.
What are you teaching the six-year-old age? How to survive in a nuclear apocalypse?
The world is a harsh place. That's the lesson. That's it.
You may need to do this someday. I'm not saying to do it, but hey, just in case you're ready.
If it's the real post-apocalypse, fuck it. Turn those motherfuckers into meat, and that's it. It's fresh meat. You keep them alive, because you... Fuck. Now I'm giving people on how to be a lesson on how to be a cannibal or something. So anyways.
Doomsday Preppers Cannibal Edition.
You kill them as needed. You want to keep the other ones alive, but sedated, so that they stay fresh, because there's no refrigeration in the post-apocalypse.
But when you've got everyone in the town want to kill you after you did that?
Town? There's no towns in the post-apocalypse.
I thought they did. I thought the little town where they had the kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about the real post-apocalypse.
Oh, well.
It would just be just a bunch of fucking mutants running around with machetes and shit.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's different.
No, yeah. Some people got mad that you were a child killer, but whatever. Fuck it. Who cares what they think? The place was the fucking shithole anyways.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
great.
That...
Great life advice in this,
That just about sums up the show.
great life advice.
Alright, I got another one.
I mean, we mentioned cannibalism, murdering children, sexual misconduct,
just random violence.
Random fucking murder, refrigeration in the post-apocalypse. That's a trending topic on YouTube, right?
Well, you know, let's keep this high class with another question, and that is,
oh boy.
Are you a loser for jacking off to a video game?
Because,
I mean, look.
Can you be specific?
I'm not talking about me.
Oh, there you go.
I read this somewhere.
No. All
right, so we know that, look, they've had sex in video games going back to freaking, like, the Atari computers and stuff like that, where it's, like, pixelated or something, right? But nowadays, I mean, you have people doing full nudity, polygon rendered 3D created humans.
Dude, I forgot to tell you on a related thing. While I was at work, somebody showed me the VR porn.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's pretty good. They're going to make a fucking ton of money with that shit. And I saw even the cheap thing. It was like the Google thing that you just get like your phone and you put it on this goggle thing. So it's like the poor man's VR. So imagine like the fucking high-end shit. Forget it.
I'm telling you, that's why people won't be leaving the house. But no, there's a post on one of the Reddits I was reading, and they were talking about, like, you know, with all the sex scenes and stuff and sex games, it's like, has anyone ever jacked off to it? And it's some people, you know, all these people have throwaway accounts, hidden accounts. And they're like, yeah. Then you have people coming by like, you're a loser. And it's like, oh, well, what do you jack off to? Oh, well, regular porn. I'm like, well, what does it matter if you jack off to a magazine or a video or a cartoon? It's like, hey, whatever.
Well, I mean, if you want me to go there, I'll fucking go there.
So
let's talk about the evolution of fucking sex games. I remember in the 80s, on like the Commodore 64. There was like a strip poker game. My cousin and I played the fuck of that shit. That's all I'm gonna say regarding that. in the 90s, same shit, except that, you know, it was 16-bit. So, like, you could, you know, you see a circle, it's probably a nipple or something.
It's like, what is that? Is that? Oh yeah! It's pixelated.
It's pixelated as fuck, like 320 by 200. Hey, high res shit right there.
Hey, you work with what you got.
Well, and then on top of that, like much later on, there's some fucked up shit. Like, do you want me to go there?
Hey, man, IQ, man, go for it.
Fuck, bro. All right. Sorry, I remember one time I got it off somebody's computer. That fucked up game that's like banned, the Rayplay game.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm not even gonna talk about it. Just fucking look up that game. Because if we talk about it, our fucking channel's gonna get banned. Because it's literally like a game where you play a rapist in Japan. And let's just say they thought of a lot of different scenarios in that game. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, they now have a new expansion patch, you know, for all these people who have gotten accused of sexual assault. You could play as them.
Look, there's a whole fucking category of like softcore shit that they sell on Steam, and it's all like, it's like the equivalent of clickbait shit in video games. It's like, hey, it's a puzzle game, but like when you do the puzzle, then you see a naked anime girl. Like,
yeah,
the game's like not even that good, but people will buy it
and then exactly. they'll leave
like a million comments that are funny reviews on Steam, on the Steam store, and the game's like, it's literally like a fucking phone app, like a $1 phone app or a free phone bejeweled ripoff, but people will buy it. So that's like the decline of the market. The other end is the VR porn shit, which is like next level shit.
Well, I remember going on like a road trip and we'd pull over at like old school truck stops or something. Yeah. And they'd have like that little poker game. You know, it'd be like that fake wooden cabinet looking game.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
just sit down and you hit the little buttons for each poker.
Yeah.
But the thing was, is that every time you would get certain points in poker, you could spend the points to make like this poster that was all blacked out disappear, little squares, and eventually it showed a new chick. And I'm just thinking, this is like in the middle of like where you're shopping. It's like you got your Cheetos over here, you got your drinks hey. Over here, and in the middle, there's some like creepy trucker
look,
playing naked poker.
Look, back then, people could take that shit. Nowadays, they'll get triggered. But let me tell you on a similar story. I went to the Hard Rock Casino, the one in Hollywood, and we were eating at this restaurant, and there were, you know, there's like little fucking kids running around and shit. So what are they showing on the big screen TVs? Summer of Sam. And the guy's butt raping his wife, basically. Like, fuck me. Yeah, baby, take it. And it was muted, but like, if you look at the screen, it's like, there's fucking little kids playing with balloons right here. Like, so I started going, ar. And some guy that was eating, like, he fucking spit his food, and he's like, you're the man. Like, he fucking loved it. And the little kids that were playing with the balloon, like, okay, I get it. Like, they weren't fucking, like, looking on the TV, but then they see the guy almost having, like, a fucking aneurysm from laughter. And then they look up at the TV and they're like, mommy, mommy. Like,
¿qué es eso?
So, yeah, that shit still happens nowadays.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Well, there you go. And if you haven't seen Summer of Sam, I highly recommend that movie.
If there's a movie you've got to see, go get it right now.
Go get it now.
It's we should just have a list family. Of things that you like, homework. Things you need to do. Look up Rayplay. Watch Son of Sam.
Read about Rayplay.
Yes.
Don't play it.
Don't do any of this at work, by the way, either.
Well, don't even watch. Don't ever watch the show at work.
No.
Unless you're like the owner, and then like, who gives a fuck? Because you're the owner. But then, if you watch the show, you're in the next Weinstein.
Yes, exactly.
Like, if you're, you know, imagine you're just watching the show and you're like, okay, let me just pretend to work. And then you hear, like, me going, ah, ah, ah. And, like, the lady from the accounting department, excuse me, can you sign this form? Ah, 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 I just knew. What is that?
Yeah, it's like the guy who gets caught.
Lawsuit. Like, we warned you. We fucking warned you.
It's like when you're on those sites that you know they have all types of pop-ups and you don't check your volume and all of a sudden it's like an adult sex pop-up and the first thing is like some chick moaning and everyone in your office hears that shit. Hey.
It reminds me of the time that people used to use MySpace and I was bored and where you could put music because I had a built-in music player.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get rid of, like, anybody that was boring off my profile, so I set the song to I Wanna Fuck You in the Ass. I don't know why, but I lost, like, 200 friends that day.
No!
Don't know why.
It's just magic. It just happened.
It was, I don't know, it's like the purge, you know? The week got cold.
The week. Oh my god. So... a more tame question. What games have you been playing lately besides Warplanes?
Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Gemcraft, which is a game I used to be addicted to, and now I'm addicted to again. It's literally a game made by like five people, and it's fucking awesome. Even though it's like a tower defense game, but you could scale the difficulty to like ridiculous levels. And the more you scale it, the more you unlock like secret shit in it. And I don't know, like it's the laid back game that I play, even though like it can give you a fucking heart attack. So,
and that's a Steam game, right?
Yeah, they have it on Steam. I think it's like $12 when it's not on sale, and like when it's on sale, it's usually for like $3 or something. I highly recommend it. Oh, and I've been playing Trackmania, which causes epileptic attacks. So,
only if you're susceptible to it.
No.
No.
Even if you're not, it causes epileptic attacks because the car like literally goes 1,000 miles per hour.
Oh, damn.
So, I highly recommend all of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you got an idea of how the show works. We got questions. You can ask questions, and then we'll see what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. So, you guys can review this show.
Submit your questions on our Facebook.
Yes.
Or whatever the fuck people use these days.
Or just continue to post all your Billy Mitchell hate, because that seems to be the thing. We should just interview as much people as possible that we think might eventually be hated, so that we could just have...
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, hey, what are you going to do? You know, you interview somebody and the next thing you know, something happens.
We're like the news agency for LexCorp.
What are you gonna do? Whatever.
Nothing happening in Star Labs today. Mentioning it for no reason.
All right. So until then, hope you enjoyed our first episode of IQ. We'll be back very soon. But until next time, keep it inappropriate. Hey guys, listen. You like the games? You like the interviews? You like the shows? How about you click on that subscribe button and also give us a like? We really need your help here, huh?